This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There were some bankruptcy filings today to take note of. The biggest privately held envelope company in the country, National Envelope, has gone broke. Makes sense if you think about it. Exide Technologies as well. It's a leading battery maker, lead acid batteries to be precise. Also makes sense if you think about it. But the thing is, corporate bankruptcies are actually way down right now, thanks in part to the fact that with interest rates as low as they are, businesses with big debts can often borrow their way out of trouble. So, what gives with the companies that do go under? Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has that story.
David Skeel teaches bankruptcy law at University of Pennsylvania, and his self-proclaimed goal in life is to persuade you and the rest of the world that bankruptcy
is actually incredibly interesting.
He is aware that so far, relatively few humans share this view.
We're still small, but we're growing.
Part of what makes bankruptcy so interesting, it's all about failing. And who doesn't like watching that? Footnote here about the popularity of American Idol.
I need your love.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Give me your love.
No, we're not going to give you any love.
Like poor Jennifer, there's probably a pretty good reason why certain companies aren't getting any love, says Professor Skeel.
You're not likely to end up in bankruptcy unless you've got real problems with your business.
In some cases, a particular company makes a wrong turn. In other cases, it's the whole industry that's changing. Think Kodak and film, or that envelope maker. How many envelopes have you dropped in the mailbox lately? Then there's the solar industry. It's also seen a boom in bankruptcies now that rates for conventional energy have dropped and the government stimulus money that helped jumpstart solar has dried up. As for all those companies that are avoiding bankruptcy right now with cheap loans, they shouldn't be gloating, says Stephen Lubbin, a bankruptcy expert at Seton Hall Law School.
If they're able to refinance and put off addressing real problems with the business, they may just be putting off their pain to a later date.
Most loans will have to be paid off in the next couple years, Lubbin says, when interest rates probably won't be so low. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.